Welcome to your GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most important topics you'll face in your chemistry exams, rates of reaction and energy changes. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdXL, or OCR, this topic comes up every single year, and today I'm going to make sure you really understand it, not just memorize it. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to confidently explain exothermic and endothermic reactions, draw and label reaction profiles, explain bond breaking and bond making, and calculate energy changes using bond energies. These are all skills that examiners are looking for, and they're all very achievable once you understand the underlying ideas. Let's start with the big picture. Every chemical reaction involves energy changes. When chemicals react, bonds in the reactants are broken, and new bonds in the products are formed. The key question is, does the reaction release energy to the surroundings, or does it absorb energy from the surroundings? That's what determines whether a reaction is exothermic or endothermic. Let's talk about exothermic reactions first. An exothermic reaction is one that releases heat energy to the surroundings. The temperature of the surroundings increases. Think about burning wood. You feel the warmth, right? That heat is being released to you and the air around the fire. Other everyday examples include combustion reactions like burning fuels, neutralization reactions between acids and alkalis, and the reaction between calcium oxide and water. In all of these, energy is given out. Now, endothermic reactions are the opposite. An endothermic reaction takes in heat energy from the surroundings. The temperature of the surroundings decreases. A great example is thermal decomposition, like when you heat calcium carbonate and it breaks down into calcium oxide and carbon dioxide. The reaction needs you to keep supplying heat energy. Another example is dissolving certain salts in water. The solution gets cold because it's absorbing heat from its surroundings. Sports injury cold packs work on this principle. Here's a really important point that examiners love to test. It's not the reaction itself that gets hot or cold, it's the surroundings. In an exothermic reaction, energy transfers from the reaction to the surroundings, so the surroundings get warmer. In an endothermic reaction, energy transfers from the surroundings into the reaction, so the surroundings get cooler. Make sure you're clear on this direction of energy transfer.